Researchers with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine report progress in identifying the factors that cause ear tip necrosis. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Ear tip necrosis is a common condition that typically affects pigs after weaning, where the tip of the ear turns necrotic, leading to partial or complete loss of the ear. And while there have been multiple theories, the cause is unknown. Dr. Mateus Costa, an assistant professor with the University of Saskatchewan's Western College of Veterinary Medicine and an adjunct professor with Utrecht University, says using samples collected from infected pigs, scientists were able to replicate the initial lesions under a controlled environment for the first time.
We seem to have a model, at least, to start exploring and looking deeper into this question. And one other finding we had is that in our lesions, so what we use for the inoculum, we could not identify any relevant viruses. So we did not identify PCV2, we did not identify PRRS virus or any other relevant swine virus, but we did identify a cohort, so a group of bacteria that could easily be suggested as pathogenic. We don't know which one of those are, if one of those alone is the main trigger here, but there were different bacteria that we detected, and they all seem to have the tools to initiate the lesion. So that's very exciting. We may be moving towards something here. It's really a matter of exploring, A, which one of those bacteria, and if only one of them, or which one, what group of these bacteria are required for these initial lesions, and B, what other triggers are necessary to, you know, continue on with the disease so that it chronifies to a point that there is actual ear loss?
Dr. Costa acknowledges the animal health impact of ear tip necrosis is minimal and it doesn't tend to impact performance, but it has animal welfare implications that need to be addressed. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.